Hey guys, how's it going? And today we're back for another episode.
Hello, Lila. It's been good. Let's get started.
Okay, yeah, so this episode we'll be talking about child labor around the world and how it affects people and much more.
I have to admit, sometimes I complain about doing dishes or doing chores. Some days I would rather go on my phone or go hang out with my friends. I have always taken doing chores for granted because most kids have to do chores all the time and work in bad conditions.
Yeah, I agree. I do complain when other people have to do work all the time, and their working conditions are sometimes not good.
I didn't consider all kids do chores or want to do chores. I have recently discovered that not everybody has the stuff I do, because some people don't even have shelter, dishwashers, and food utensils, and many more things.
Yes, there is still child labor all around the world. They were forced to work in horrible conditions and were starving.
That is so sad!
Anyway, you know, just in the text when it says we were 10-year-old Motion and 8-year-old Aslam in 2007, they were starving. The two children worked for their uncle under terrible conditions.
That sounds horrible! Do you want to know what else sounds horrible? Some people don't have shelter, so they have to live outside.
Oh, wow. That does not sound good.
Which relates to the problem or the challenge the child is facing. For 4 years, Shaima had been living in a nightmare because she couldn't go to school. She was not allowed to have friends or go to movies or play sports or go to the doctor when she was sick. Instead, she was forced to work as a maid in the home of Abdel Nasser Ibrahim.
I feel bad. That would not be fun. I wonder how she feels in that situation.
Yes, well, I will tell you more about her.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because you make money when you work, people need money to pay for things they need.
That is true. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, well, that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
We hope that you guys learned about how hard it is for kids in child labor and hope you learned a good lesson.
Yeah, thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed this topic.
Thanks for coming, everyone. I hope you have the great rest of your week. Bye.
Thanks, bye.